You're talking about that rail fence. Did they, what other kinds of fences would they, would people use?
Barbed wire.
They use that out around a big pasture?
Big pasture. Put, a lot of people put three strands. And a lot of people would make a pasture out of two strands, but the cows stayed out all the time. But if you want to make your real pasture fence, is use four strands of barbed wire with posts not further apart than 12 feet. And then stretch your wire good. You put a cow in there, he'll be in there when you go back at it.
Did around like a chicken yard or something, would you use, what kind of fence might you, would you use around there?
Use a fine mesh wire. Most of the time, back the time that I'm talking about, you didn't have no pen.
Just let them go.
Man, take a old hen and she'd set, you'd put 12, 15 eggs on her, she'd hatch out them little old bitties, and it was a amusement to watch her take care of them little fellas, scratch for them, fight for them.
Did you have a big chicken house?
Yeah, you'd have a place for them to roost. That would be the chicken house. Then you'd have a area for them to lay.
Did you have any places, small places you might keep the biddies, or if, you know, if a rooster got mad? Or?
Oh yeah, you had a coop. Each hen knew where her coop was at. We put her in there, shut her up at night, keep some there from bawling. However many hens that you had with little bitties, you had that many coops for her to stay in there.
And so, say you had the, you know, the hens that wouldn't lay, did you ever have, what would you usually do then?
Oh, butcher.
Just butcher them. Did any of them ever try to put anything in a nest or something to make them lay?
You'd have to get you some straw or something other than, you make a box, you know, and have compartments, a nest on all that. Then you'd get you some pine straw or pull you some crabgrass hay and make them a nest there.
Did any of them ever try to use a china egg under the, put the hen on to try to make her lay?
There's a nest egg gourd. It's just as white as it can be and the same size of an egg. Some hens, if you're taking all of the eggs out, she wouldn't lay in there the next time. She had to leave one. So, in the place of leaving one, the egg would spoil in a few days. And to keep it from spoiling, get your nest egg going, put it in there and get the egg out.
You talking about, you mentioned the chicken house and the smokehouse. What other buildings did you usually have out on the farm?
Or you'd have a buggy house, a gear house, wagon shed, and the imported little house out by the garden.
I guess they had the outhouse, didn't have any indoor plumbing. So.
Oh, didn't know. No. No, sir, there wasn't no plumbing at all. It's just a board with a hole cut in it about that big, and then you'd raise it up, you know, where it would be convenient to sit down on. That was outside, right under there.
Y'all just call it just an outhouse?
Yeah, a toilet. Mm-hmm. A jar. A lot of folks talk about the little house out by the garden.
The first time my old sister ever was in an outhouse. We'd gone over to Georgia. My grandpa owned some property, and we were out on the farm there, and they had the outhouse, and my sister went back in there, and of course he let all his chickens just roam.
One of the chickens got
down in the, in the toilet there, and she sat down, and that chicken started cackling.
Isn't that a mess?
She was just out of there and hurt. And